All right. All right. All right. All right. Hi, everybody. It's The Secret Subject here. And today we are going to be doing a brainwashing themed file. So the theme of today's Discord chat was brainwashing, because we have brainwashing on the brain. I saw that through Patreon. Thank you to all my patrons for the votes. Brainwashing is definitely winning for The Secret File this month. And yeah, so today's file, we're going to be talking about installing a control panel in the back of your mind. But to do that, we're going to brainwash you a little bit first, because, you know, we want to make it fun. So make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice, comfortable position. That's right. And let's begin. So now you're sitting or lying down in a nice, comfortable position. Let's discuss brains. Brains are fun things, and they do fun things sometimes. I like to think about sometimes a brain being like a computer. It can be easy to control, easy to operate, and easy to kind of change the functions of. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be delving right deep down, down, down in your subconscious mind and implanting a fun control panel. But to get there, I need to have you thinking in a certain way first. You see, I need to have your mind distracted, organized with other stuff, while I can just sneak in and do what I need to do. So for this moment, I want you to listen to the sound of my voice and focus on it, fixate on it. You know how hypnosis works by now, surely. You've been here so many, many, many times before. And it seems to be one of those things that every single time you focus and you fixate on the sound of my voice, you know exactly where this is going to go. And we both know how this is going to end. It ends, as it always does, with you slipping into trance, with you going back into that place where you are deeply hypnotized. And that's easy, after all. A lot of people find my voice very easy to focus on, easy to fixate on, and I'm sure you are quite the same. And as you listen to my voice right now, I wonder what starts to spring to mind. I wonder what starts your mind starting to think about, fixate on, as you fixate on the sound of my voice. I wonder what else you start to fixate on while you listen to the sound of my voice. Maybe you fixate on your breathing. How it changes while you listen, while you focus, while you relax. How your body feels while you listen, while you focus, while you relax. How everything around you just seems to slow down as time crawls to a stop, as you just settle into that motion, settle into that moment, settle into the familiar rhythm and pattern of you falling into trance. And that's okay. And in the back of your mind, I wonder if we can give you some other thoughts to think about while you focus, while you fixate, while you focus on me. Like brainwashing. It's a very controversial topic, after all, brainwashing. A lot of people find it quite interesting. They find it quite alluring to be brainwashed. But for you, it's very easy to brainwash you. All I need to do is condition your pattern of thinking to think in a certain way. And that's easy. It's easy to brainwash you, because all we need to do is have you thinking exactly how I want you to think. Like obedience. It's easy to condition someone to the thought of obedience, because all you need to do is start suggesting the word obey, just creep up into their mind again and again and again. The thing with conditioning is it comes with repetition. The more we repeat a cycle of things, the more we get you lost in the loop, the more you seem to be brainwashing yourself into the idea. Like obedience. I can suggest the idea of obedience and submission, and you can just think about it. And the more you think about it, the more the word obey just seems to pop into your thoughts, replacing each and every single new thought that pops into your head. And that becomes a cycle, a loop, if you will. A loop that your mind just seems to just cycle around and around and around the thought, the thinking of obey, of obedience. So every single new thought that pops into your head is just replaced with the word obey, obey, obey. And while you think about obey and obedience, you can just listen to the sound of my voice. And every single new thought that seems to pop into your head is just replaced instantaneously with the word obey. And it's like the more it happens, the more it just becomes a habit. And the more it becomes a habit, the more conditioned you become to the idea of obedience. And it's just that simple, after all. That easy, after all. And while you focus and fixate on that, I can do other things. That's right. Like in a moment where I say to open your eyes, you can just open your eyes. Like right now, open your eyes and just focus and fixate on the spot on the wall. It could be anywhere. But while you focus and fixate, your mind might be reeling with thoughts, and every time it thinks a thought, you just think the word obey. 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 And as you start to get more and more overwhelmed, you realize that your fixation is being pulled in all those different ways. Maybe you're focusing and fixating on obedience as your mind just goes blank and empty, thoughtless except for the word obey. Or maybe your mind goes and focuses and fixates on the sound of my voice and the words that I'm giving you to think about. Or maybe your focus is just completely on that spot on the wall. Or maybe it's on the heaviness in your eyes. Or maybe it's on the relaxation in your body. Or maybe it's on every number of other things that could be happening right now as you just close your eyes and just drop down, down, down. That's right. Just allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper into that cycle, the cycle of obedience, the cycle of obeying as you just get lost in it, conditioning your mind down deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's all this is. Conditioning, practice. That's all fractionation is. Conditioning, practice. That's all obedience is. Conditioning, practice. And you're getting plenty of practice right now, aren't you? That's right. You are. And while you're focusing and fixating on all of those things in your mind, I'm just going to sneak into your head and play around with some things. You see, we've already consented to all of the things that are going to happen today, and that makes it even better, doesn't it? The fact that we've been discussing it, the fact that we've already talked about it, the things that we're going to do to your head, including installing a number of buttons. So while you're focusing and fixating on that word obey that's just consuming all of your thoughts, I'm just going to find my way into the center of your mind, and that's easy. I can find a stairwell in the back of your head and just walk down all the steps with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as I find myself at the bottom, I can just open a door into the center of your mind. Oh, but this door is locked. That's easy. Because I here have a key. A key held by people that you trust to unlock this door, because behind this door is a special control panel in the back of your mind. And as I take out the key out of my pocket and I unlock the door and I walk my way into the room, I find myself in front of a control panel. And there's lots of big buttons, but some of them need labeling, so I think I'm going to do that right now. For example, this first button here has a big pause sign on it, so I'm going to write the word pause underneath it. And every single time I or someone that you trust comes in here and pushes that pause button, you find your thoughts paused, your mind paused, everything just put on pause as your brain just stops for a second. Could you imagine what that might feel like as I press the button now and you find yourself paused just for a moment and all of your bodily functions continue going except your mind just stops, paused, just waiting. And then the button next to it has a play sign on it. So I write play underneath it. And every single time someone that you trust or me presses that button, play, you find yourself resuming back to normal like you do right now. Isn't that interesting? And your thoughts go back to the thought of obedience, of obey, with every new thought that pops into your head as you just focus and fixate on that while I do something else. And then next to it, there is a couple of arrows pointing backwards, so this must be the rewind button. So I write rewind underneath it on the label underneath. And then every single time I or someone that you trust presses this button, you just find yourself rewound. And maybe they give you a point to rewind to, or maybe they don't. Maybe you just find yourself rewound. Rewound a couple of seconds, or a couple of moments, or a couple of minutes. Who knows? You see, I could press a rewind button now, and I can take you back to when you were last paused, and then you find yourself rewound but paused at the same time until I press the play button, and then you find yourself back to thinking of obedience, to dropping even deeper into trance, and even deeper into trance, and even deeper into trance with every single moment that happens. That's right. And the button next to it is just a circle with some arrows just pointing around and around and around in a loop. It's fun to kind of follow that around and around and around for a moment. That's the loop button, so I write loop below it. And of course, right now, when you're thinking of obedience, I can press the loop button and the word obey, 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 obey. It just seems to loop through your mind again and again and again and again. And it's easy to just focus on that for a moment, isn't it? Obey, obey, obey. As it loops around in the back of your mind. And then I press pause and you find yourselves just paused from that loop, completely and totally paused. And then I press play again, and you find yourself back to just dropping deeper and dropping deeper and dropping deeper into trance. That's right. And the final button next to that is an off button, but it has a couple of Z's on it, so it could be a sleep button or an off button. It doesn't really matter, and they're both really the same function as a right off / standby on there. Because every single time somebody that you trust or me presses this button, you just find yourself completely shutting off as your mind just goes completely blank, completely empty, on standby, until I press the button next to it, which is the on button, as I write on next to it. So I just go and wave my finger over the off button, and I think to myself, should I do it? Should I test it? Yes. Off button. And as I press the off button, you feel your mind just turning off, shutting down, as every single part of your mind just shuts down for a moment as you just sink down, deep, off. Your mind completely and totally switched off of everything. That's right. Until I press on again and your mind just comes back to this place of being so deeply entranced. That's right. And it's really fun to know that all of these buttons can be pressed when somebody enters this room, enters this control panel room and plays with them. And you could probably imagine all of the wonderful fun you can have playing with all these different buttons. I know I can. Like right now, when I have you here, that's right, thinking of obedience and nothing else. But what if I was to say, and wide awake? That's right, wide awake. And you find yourself back, up, 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 out of that place, out of being brainwashed. Hi, what if I found you in this place? And of course, I'm still able to access the control panel in the back of your mind because I'm still in there. I haven't locked the door yet. So if I was to go ahead and just say, hey, that thing we were thinking about, obedience, as you just think the word obey, I can press a loop button and you just loop it around and around and around in your mind. As you just think the word obey, obey, obey on a loop, that's right. And as we test all these triggers out, you can realize just how much deeper they just sink into your mind and sink into your mind and sink into your mind. That's right. It's so easy to test things out, but also conditioning them at the same time. It's an aspect of brainwashing. All we're doing is conditioning these buttons to work more and more effectively every single time and play back to normal. Isn't that fun? I know I'm having fun. I don't know about you. You should be. This is very fun. It's very fun for me. Anyway, so what else do we have? Interesting. And then I can just press the pause button. And as I press the pause button, you find yourself just frozen in place, in space, your mind on pause. It doesn't really matter what you were thinking about before or what you were going to think about, because it doesn't really matter either way. You're on pause and play. And as you find yourself coming back, that's right. Coming back, and off. That's right. And off is different to pause, because pause just pauses your mind for a moment. Off is a complete shutdown of your brain. Your mind just completely going blank and empty, completely turning off. That's right. And on, and your mind starts to come back, and maybe it takes a little bit. And maybe each and every single time we turn your brain off and it comes back on again, it gets a little bit slower, and that's okay, because it's also kind of fun, isn't it? It's also kind of fun to know that we can turn it off and on at will, at whim like this. That is fun. And of course, in a moment, we can test the rewind button as we rewind everything. That's right, rewinding all the way back to the word obey. Of course, obedience is very, very easy, isn't it? And as we think the word obey, as I say the word obey, you just think of obey. As obey just comes to mind as we loop it. That's right. And as we loop it, we go around and around and around and around and around. That's right. And pause. Frozen. Stuck. And I wonder if I press play, I haven't unpressed the loop button, so you'll just go back to looping as I press play, and you find yourself looping obey, 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 obey. But of course, if I turn you off, like I do right now, off, it just resets your mind. It just resets everything as I turn you back on. And you start to slowly but surely return to yourself. That's right. And now in a moment, just listen to my words and just sleep. Just listen to my words and just sleep down deep. That's right. That's right. And as you sleep even deeper, as you sleep even deeper, as you sleep even deeper down, you can just focus on the sound of my words, focus on the sound of my voice. As you just sink even deeper, that's right. That's right. And now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, ready to go back to the waking world. But as we wake you up, you can just feel all of these buttons, all of these little control panel things in the back of your mind just solidifying themselves into place, right where they need to be. And before I do that, I'm just going to quickly go and lock that door. You see, that door has a special key, and only the people of the key can play with this control panel. So, of course, I have a copy of this key because you trust me, and that's fine. But you can also give a copy of this key to anyone who you trust. So when you're in a safe and comfortable position to do so, you can play with this control panel. Do you understand? Very, very good. And now that you understand, you can just wake up, solidifying this knowledge of all these triggers in the back of your mind, knowing that we've tested them out a little bit. And each and every single time you come back to this file, just to re-establish these things, you can just find them getting stronger and stronger and stronger each and every single time, because you're conditioning them into your brain. That's right. That's right. That's right. So in a moment, coming out from the count of 1 to 10, and when I reach number 10, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized with 1, 2, 3. That's right. Energy starting to flood your body, feeling so happy and refreshed, so content, remembering each and every single thing we did with 4, 5, 6, nearly there now with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little fun trance experience. Sorry for the weird noises in the background. My neighbors are douchebags, but anyway, as always, folks, I will see you later. Don't forget to keep it trancey. Bye.